stars, let me show you how we do things. Bitter sheets as cold as hard, she could see me out the dark, yeah. Said things in the past, but I won't blame myself. I look inside the mirror, but can't face myself. I can't feel my face, so I'm gon' brace myself. Yeah, I used to race the world, now I'm gon' pace myself. And they gon' hold me down, cause that's my homies. Yeah, talking about the facts, I think you own me. Yeah, if you really down, then you gon' show me. Yeah, talking about the past, but I still own me. And I can't take that, I won't play sad. Because I said things in the past that I won't take back. Me against the world, so I won't blame that. Yeah, I seen it crystal clear, oh, that's a stained glass. Yeah, mood change. Been there from the start.
What?
You said that, yo, I'm working, I'm doing shit or whatever. Why couldn't you call me instead? Right? That's the perfect thing. That's the perfect thing you said, correct? Okay. So now,
because I don't mind talking to you.
She should get in her head like, all right, he said that. Let me give him some time. Once in a while, call me. Once in a while. You can still text. Now you're on her level. Now you know how she communicates. You understand? So if she calls you once in a while,
Time out. This go crazy.
We our got podcast done turned into Dr. My Phil. Bad. I can't lie.
I'm just trying to say
recording.
I have to say this.
We potting.
I have to say this to make sense for people, right?
Go ahead.
Hear me out though. I do not cheat.
And that's a great thing.
I might fuck around and flirt or say some dickhead shit, but there's
okay.
No penis inserted into other vagina once I have vagina.
Right.
It's ooh boom, you're my box. I don't go to other box. I stay here.
That's how it's supposed
to be.
We're
going to the
headlock.
You out? Yeah.
We going nowhere.
Now you think I'm catching interception because you see me catch the ball and keep going?
Yeah,
you think
I'm just gonna get to the touchdown, my nigga? At that point,
you feel me?
The thing is,
I'm not gonna cheat on you.
Right.
You wanna know anything going on? You can know going on.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
But now since a nigga tells you everything that's going on,
you
like
going on.
He's lying. He's telling me everything. He has to be lying about something.
Because if I lie, you're gonna catch me.
You're gonna be wilding. I don't want none of that shit. Yes, I'm over here smoking with the bros.
Okay.
It's two bros, five joints, and they all got niggas. I'm not doing nothing. Now, oh hell no. Let me see who's there. Boom. You seeing bad thick
That's
joints. Oh nah. You fucking one of these bitches.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not, bro. I care about you. I like you. Now I'm in trouble because I like you.
But
you think I'm doing other shit because you're mad
ready.
Friendly.
She's not ready. I'm sorry.
I'm not mean, bro.
Mentally, she's not
so,
ready.
So, all that niggas be too friendly. You want niggas to punch you? Let me know. Boom. Come on.
Nah, we not doing none of that. We not condoning none of that. You heard?
You alright, baby?
Welcome to the show, man.
Like, we good? We gonna listen to each other now?
I'm glad that you took that out because you need to release that.
But boy.
But now that you heard yourself, listen, because some people be in their head so much that they don't really hear themselves. Mm. Now that you heard yourself, you really feel, you're hearing your feelings.
I like her.
Right.
But you know when shit ain't gonna really work.
Okay.
I'm
so
getting
that's why
beat in the head.
Like I said, you seem like the ghost.
She got fire.
You
know
what I'm
saying?
And she's not the only one that got fire, I promise you. But
this is where niggas know what's outside and
yes.
You know what you kind of got. And
so,
it'd be like, I get yelled at
so
a couple times. I might stay with the gal. But
why
I don't want to get
here?
Yelled
why
at because I want to do work.
So do work.
I'm coming to a podcast. Yo, why you gonna wait? Da-da-da-da. Nah, I leave to go somewhere else. Oh, I thought you was leaving the podcast. I thought you was still there. Da-da-da. Nah, I'm in the train.
She sound very insecure.
But you know what fucks me up? She's fire. I tell her, yo, you fire. But how I get treated? Like she's not fire, and she think I'm just out here fucking fire bitches. Fire bitches do not like me. If they do like me,
they don't tell me until
years later.
Right.
And be like, oh my God, you know, I got married,
like
but
that.
I was feeling
this
you. And be like,
you.
What?
Like, nigga, you should have said something to me.
Yeah, grab my meat and do whatever you want. Nah, I'm just saying.
But in these days,
right?
See, but in these days,
yo, Yo, but the thing is, though, right?
It's tough to do shit like
it's
that.
It's nasty outside.
Yeah.
We're in New York City where niggas is battling to have another nigga baby mother.
This person, y'all have to come to a common ground.
There's people fighting for people's baby fathers.
Yeah. And baby moms.
We in a treacherous location right here. You heard? I'm in Brooklyn. Queens is kind of ice. Shout out to Queens, you feel me? They used to kind of stay with their Queens people.
Big Queens. Big Queens.
The Bronx, don't talk to no one's moms in the Bronx. Be
there's
safe.
There's some hills up there, too.
Welcome back to the Don Core and D-Rick and Hippie Show. Yeah. This ain't Dr. Phil, but, you know, it could turn into that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get your feelings out. You know what I mean?
Because, it works. I promise you. It gives you clarity. That's it. It gives you a better insight.
Yeah. Well, like I said, welcome back to the Don Core and D-Rick and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Core.
What's up?
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Rick and Hippie, of course. Bliffing bars and...
Chun-chun.
Yeah, man, we back at it. This should be episode 275 or 276, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? But we back at it. How everybody feeling, man? How was y'all weekend? What's going on with you guys?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Ladies first. Y'all always put Chun Chun on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies first.
Y'all really, you really do. our week was actually good. We actually went to a, it was my art event this week. It was actually pretty dope. It was actually for females. It was Women's Month.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
Who run the world?
Girls.
Yeah, it was fire. You know what I'm saying? I popped out on her. We was chilling, networking and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Dope,
she had
dope.
A couple pieces up and all that. The artwork in there was fire, though. I was feeling everybody's artwork, especially the the weed themed ones. That girl that had her shit, she was saying everything was like weed related
like
that she painted.
Wall, right? Yes,
yeah,
that was,
her
that
shit
was
fire.
You would commend the weed.
Fire. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Her shit was fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Me and Spliff was together on Saturday.
Okay, there we go.
Shout out to We Go Hard, man. Shout out to We Go Hard. Shout out to We Go Hard. We was at the Ambush card. Every battle went down besides one, right? Yeah. Paper and
hopefully we still get that battle.
Yeah, I still need that. I need that.
Mother, I was telling people
I definitely
that.
Need that. But it was a great event. Great event. Scarred by.
Know what
a
saying?
Few incidentals, but
say
I ain't
no
going.
Liquor,
yeah,
no
alcoholism is a drug and addiction, and you know, drink responsibly.
Water.
But I'll just get into that. So my weekend was cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed, you know, week all as always.
Yeah, my weekend was good too. You know what I'm saying? After that, I went to go see John Wick on Sunday.
You seen half of John Wick?
I saw like 76% of it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Because I know when you walked out.
I walked out when he was fighting
left.
The fat dude.
There's a lot more left. Tell him why you walked out.
Because my brain cells was getting stale and my body was tensing up. And I was like, I just can't deal with this shit.
Trash.
This nigga's fighting everybody in the world. Uh-huh. And nothing's happening.
The blunt went too crazy.
So I was just like, yo, whatever happens at the end of this movie... I'm a miss because
John Wick was like,
it wasn't nah.
Yeah, this one was hard. It
it's
was
like the first movie I heard called
Chun 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 Chun.
It was still a good movie.
You see my post,
right? I just couldn't deal with it.
I was like, damn, she must be fire.
Yeah, because you know I don't like anything. Every movie that they came out,
John Wick.
Chun Chun, you didn't hurt me already. I didn't. That's trash. BMF
yeah,
is trash.
Right. That,
you've heard me. This shit
was legit.
Is, this
it was
shit
good.
Is fire.
It was a good movie.
Nah, it was just too high.
I just couldn't. I'm not gonna spoil it for you. You know what I'm saying?
No, you have to spoil it. I'm a
wait,
visual
it was,
person. All right,
so it was too much
me.
Shit that was like, nah, that can't happen.
Yeah. No, I felt
untouchable.
Man. I fell into the movie that he wasn't gonna die.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, I'm out. Nah, they know so what. If he would have survived this shit, I would have really been upset. No, I want him to die.
But he died.
He did die.
I didn't see it because I thought he was going to survive. I thought he was going to survive, so I left.
He called me, right?
Nah.
Yo, I called this nigga on the escalators, nigga.
I'm mad.
And now I said... I said, yo, bro, I could not do it. Nigga Cole said, nah, stay, bro. I said, bro, I already walked out.
I wasn't already
left. Yo, when nigga walk out. Even when nigga tell him, go back.
Yo, and I don't walk out. The only other movie that I walked out on was the Tupac movie, bro.
Yeah.
I bounced, bro. I went to the movie theater. I was like, oh. Wait, I'm out of here.
$5 ticket, John?
Yeah, so I was like, I only spent $5 on this ticket. I'm out.
Nah.
I'm out. I'm out, bro. Nah. I can't do it, bro.
You could have stayed. Over here checking the app.
You could have stayed.
$5. They don't even got the movie.
Yo, Chun, I stood for like at least, Cole got it right. At least like 60% of the movie.
40% of the movie.
Nah, hell no, bro. I left like 2 o'clock. I went and started at 12.
Okay.
The movie is 2:45. I caught like 60% of the movie.
Yeah, because you know the beginning.
And I watched. Yeah, I got all of it. I got that he kick ass.
Yeah,
I got it.
You know that.
Niggas that I got it.
You know that. But the way
Keanu is one of my favorite actors.
Because of him.
It's disrespectful, right?
There you go.
And that's his man.
I thought you missed it because you fell asleep in the spot.
Word. That's what I thought.
Like, this nigga said I walked out. Fuck it.
Bro, so there was a girl sitting next to me. So every time some wild shit happened, when he was about to die, Cole noticed the parts I'm talking. When he's about to die,
yeah.
And he like, he get out of it. I'm like, I put my hand up, right? So shorty sitting next to me like, yo, what? You don't like it? I'm like, yo, it's not that I don't like it. It's that I'm getting frustrated now. So then, but by the time I get up, she said, nah, you leaving? I said, yo, I'm out. I see you. I'll catch you in traffic, mama.
This the part that tears. So you tell me you left, it's probably like 40 minutes left in this shit. You could have probably stayed like 15 more minutes
and seen the shit.
And then you're like, all right,
yeah,
and been happy. And been happy, but.
Yeah.
That's the story of my life. I'm Corey from Boy Meets World. You know what I'm saying? You think the day is going well, and at the end of the day.
So I had to tell him. He's like, yo, he gonna
fuck himself over.
He like, he gonna do all this and then live. I'm like, bro, he dies.
I said, that's cool.
That's cool.
Damn, I should have stayed.
Who killed him?
I hit the pivot.
I was at Cookies. I said, hold on.
Damn. I got the stuff. I got the stuff. I walk back.
I could just get on the escalator and go right up. At least watch the credits. The
escalator, nigga got killed. Boop. Just niggas know.
It's alright, bro. I'm not mad at myself. You know what I mean? I'm 34 years old. I'm 34 years old. I make my own decisions.
This is John Wick 4, right?
I'm gonna make my own.
For them to be able to conclude it this way and still build on the storyline was amazing. Right. This is my favorite one. This is my favorite one.
I gotta watch it now. I gotta watch it now.
The choreography with the, you know, because that's how I look at it.
You know what choreography was trash, though? When he was fighting with the nunchucks. Like, he ain't really have it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, he got crazy with the nunchucks.
Yeah.
If you would've, you know.
Nah, nigga said crazy. I didn't like it. Nigga said,
yeah. No, I saw the nunchuck scene. I saw the nunchuck scene.
Yeah, yes, to know Keanu Reeves is really doing that. And it's no stunt double. And I like that shit. Like, watching it. You don't see the effects. It's really like a fucking dance off.
They really was dancing with each other.
I'm watching the shit, right?
Like how they captured it looked, and from scene to scene, from location
to location. That's how I watch movies and shit.
I want to see everything.
To me, I'm looking, I'm like, how many times did they shoot this scene?
I think about those. I don't know.
I've worked on like movie sets as a security guard and seen them do just like walks, like
when 100 times.
No, seriously.
He got it like that extra that you see in the back. Gotta do that shit correct.
Yeah.
And if they don't do it correct, we gotta do it all over. Yes. And even though it's perfect, we gonna do it again. It's like, God damn, how many times y'all gonna walk out here?
Bro, we could have
so a scene like that, yeah. especially with the
blind cat. All his scenes was like super fire.
John Wick was amazing.
It was a good movie.
It's my favorite.
I'm not gonna tell nobody. Don't go watch it.
Come out with like he's in. He puts his work.
I'm not a big
Keanu.
Fan. I'm not a big fan of him.
That's one of my favorite actors.
I'm not a big fan of him. Because well, it's the same.
You're a big fan of.
Yeah, because it fits his persona.
Yes, the, it does.
That, yeah, like the that, blank. Yeah, that. Anything with emotion he trying to do, I don't like
it. But all that nigga got is classics.
Stop. We gonna move forward.
Well, name me a trash movie from Keanu Reeves. Go ahead. He gotta think about it.
No, don't. You know what I'm gonna say.
I know what you're gonna say, but that movie's not trash.
Uh-oh.
Speed.
Nah, yeah. What you, whoa, bro.
You heard
chill.
This, you heard this guy? You hear this guy?
Speed is why? Not trash, bro.
Why? Because
of him.
Know. I don't know.
Because of his, like, because
of him. Yeah.
He felt like he needed to be more upspunk.
Get, like come on, son. I need a little.
Yeah. I need a little something.
I need something. Like, I felt like I was watching Point Break. Like, the same.
He the white Denzel, bro. Break. He the same not actor and everything.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't.
Come on.
Like, Point Break
split.
Is my shit, but it's not because of him.
Come on, bro. Speed know, is
I,
top
I,
five.
I like Speed, but I. It's,
top
wait,
five what?
Wait, who? Whoa, nah.
Shit. Nah, I'm fucking with you, but I'm just saying.
Flip said, "Wait, whoa, whoa, right we'll wait, that. Whoa."
You know what? Is that Speed 2 was so trash that it kind of makes Speed crazy.
Speed was ass too.
Nah, Speed was hard, but what else is trash from him?
They had a two.
Constantine.
I didn't even know they had a two.
Word.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, with Sandra Bullock on the boat.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh,
Constantine is ass too.
Thank God I never seen that.
Don't act like you ain't hear me.
Constantine was good, bro. You bugging?
You said it's not what?
No, I ain't like that neither.
This nigga's crazy.
His demeanor is perfect for that shit. Niggas in fucking in hell. Like, he's going through shit.
The
like,
Devil's Advocate? Fire. Matrix? Fire. Point Break? Fire. That's what I'm saying, oh, boy. Keanu Reeves got slaps, bro. Even Bill and Ted's Exodus.
Oh, no, you went there.
Yeah, here we go.
You
like
that one or no?
Wow.
Damn. So you just don't like
I don't
Keanu.
Like him.
I just don't like him.
Like, he is. Which one is he, Ted? He's
yeah,
Ted,
he's
right?
The, yeah.
Yeah, that's him in every movie.
Nah.
That's he's
nah,
Ted
bro.
Growing up. So you got
that.
Even, even Neo. Even Neo, you watch The Matrix?
Yes.
Nah, I don't do that, bro. Every nigga in the world try to do that lean back shit. Bro.
No. That, no, I'm not. Not no, I'm sick.
He a better actor than Tom
thing
Cruise.
He was, yes. Another thing he was perfect for was The Matrix. Yeah, Tom Cruise is
I
not it.
Tom
yeah,
Cruise.
Action, no talking. That's
I
what
can't,
you like.
Yeah.
From him.
Yeah, from him.
Action.
No talking.
Don't
too
talk
much
to
talking.
Just,
too much talking and speed. Too much talking at Constantine, not action. Yeah.
Get your trench coat jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot the gun.
But yeah, that was.
Shoot the gun.
Shoot the gun.
Just shoot the fucking gun, man.
Yeah.
But yo. Keanu Reeves, I think he's a good actor. But I think mm-hmm. his John Wick series is probably his best movies. Yeah, it's probably his best movies. But yeah, that was my weekend, you know what I'm saying? And then back to work on a Monday, you know what I mean? So
yeah, that's how it goes. It's Tuesday now, so we're here.
Yeah, so we're here recording, you know what I'm saying? Anything interesting that caught your eye while y'all was away?
Bring potato wedges back, KFC, please.
Yeah,
sorry,
he was talking
back.
About the food, man. And
nah, that's one thing they should have never took off the menu. Like, those wedges was really hitting.
I feel like it was
anytime
done,
you get them. Anytime.
I was done to disrespect us and our people because the others don't go to KFC for the wedges. We really want the wedges. They're going to eat the fries.
We made it hype.
Yeah.
Nasty ass, unseasoned
regular,
mashed potatoes.
Regular ass French fries.
Soggy ass French fries. Like, I don't know. Those I never really had the new French fries from KFC.
So anymore. rank y'all fries.
Uh-oh.
Fries food?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's tough.
All
right,
so
everybody's always gonna put McDonald's as number one. Like even whatever we say,
like four.
Yeah, and whatever we say, people be like, "Yo, Mickey D's when they hot." I mean,
I think I'll put Mickey D's at three. I like Shake Shack fries a lot.
The chicken fries is chicken tenders.
The what?
The chicken fries is chicken tenders.
From where? McDonald's?
Burger King.
Oh, I don't
eat Burger King fries.
I like Burger King burgers sometimes, but I don't really like their chain. Their fries are definitely.
I think
like
my favorite
10.
Fast food fries is Wendy's.
I like Burger King fries.
Popeyes, Wendy's,
Burger King fries.
Tip,
yeah, their
White
fries
Castle.
Is actually
White Castle.
Not amazing,
like
but they
McDonald's.
Do something when you
when you smack.
Shit. Yeah,
that White Castle fries is different.
What about Five Guys?
Nah.
I never had
five first of all,
five guys
first of all, China Man all the time.
Yeah.
Nah, they just lower that price though. That shit like $3.75
now. Yeah, what happened to the dollar? What happened to the dollar?
You know what happened? We in inflation right now.
We didn't get any of that back. Yeah. The 10-cent candies, 25 bag of chips.
Chicken wings and french fries for $3.25.
All that shit is over.
You know what they should do? Have a 1 day out of the year.
A sale.
Have a old school.
A 90 sale.
Yeah, like go in the store and everything.
Damn, they would be so broke.
Just make us feel
that broke. That shit would be so lit. Word. You spend all your bread though. Them old prices would make you go crazy. Yo, nah, give me 20 McChickens.
25 cents.
What?
Yo, here, take
that. Make chicken for like 150.
Listen, yeah. I take
quarter pound. The quarter pound that used to be the quarter pound. The meal used to be like.
I take a supersize day, like just 1 day where McDonald's bring back the supersize fries.
Nah. Quick question.
Yeah, I need that.
They don't do that no more.
Hell no. For like 20 years.
Go out for school lunch, in high school.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Go outside the school.
Was we able to?
We sneaked
like,
out.
Oh, I went out.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
No, we went out. We cracked the door.
Word.
Went to Wendy's.
Back, yeah. Shout out to the that staircase that no one be at.
Yeah, word. It was definitely that staircase.
I see where you're going with it. Shout out to that secret exit.
Yeah,
that's a fact. Put the tissue or the paper in the door.
Nah, we had.
Went out to Wendy's.
Attendant that his name was. Shout out to Curtis.
To get the food?
Nah, he used to like open the door for us and type shit. Like, go out.
Nigga that worked there?
Yeah, because all our food was like down the hill type shit. Yeah. We had Popeye's, Chinese food, pizza, all of that. So it was a straight shoot.
So
and
we,
come back up.
So in my high school, I went to Bushwick High. Mm-hmm. And we grew up on Madison and Ralph. Mm. And Bushwick High. Yeah, and Bushwick High is on Madison and Knickerbocker. So
I wish I went there.
There was a barber that used to work at a barbershop on Gates and Ralph.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he was a security guard in my school. Mm-hmm. So he used to let us out and let us in for lunch and shit like that. And right on Knickerbocker, you know, there's everything over there. Burger out King, there. McDonald's.
Yeah, I was in transit. Empanada spot. So it was only Wendy's on the Conduit. So.
Empanadas or tacos?
Empanadas.
I like
empanadas. Fuck tacos.
Facts.
Tacos
is
overrated now. Like,
this shit is air.
Hard shell or soft shell tacos?
Yeah, tacos getting made
I feel
right
like
now.
Growing up, we had tacos. When we get older, I knew about empanadas.
Tacos is air food.
I'm going to keep the funky, right?
You're not fall off them shits.
Body. That's why tequila and tacos, why? But, yo,
we want to die.
I'ma say, as a person that eat a taco for the first time, you're gonna go with the crunchy shit, right? But right. A lot of people don't know the soft shells way better if you set it up right.
Soft shell taco,
of course.
Yeah.
Soft shell tacos.
I don't really fuck with tacos
beef,
too heavy.
Beans and all that and go crazy. You do that shit, that shit is crunch, bro. It's over. You got mad white sauce on your
like,
shit.
You know, the soft shell keeps
shit.
Everything intact.
Yeah, that shit is
not
a
cool.
Fake hero.
That shit not cool. I don't like it.
The soul joint?
I don't like tacos at all.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I just had to defend that part. But yeah. Shout out to the empanadas.
I like a taco.
The empanadas, yeah.
But I rather in a corn tortilla type of shit or like a, not the flour shit.
Yeah.
Like authentic, yes. But not that fake ass flour shit. I don't like it.
No, I'm not a fan of it.
No, I like
corn. I'm not paying for them either.
No cocoa bread.
Cocoa
I
bear,
fuck with
always.
Both, yeah. I fuck with both.
But the beef patties now, pause. Beef patties now is not the same.
They mad generic, yeah. They taste so wild crazy now.
That ain't the Jamaican beef. Those ain't the Jamaican beef patties.
Now you gotta go to a real spot, like, shout out to Queens, what's up?
What's the spot?
That's the second time QU got shut up.
What's the spot out there?
The food deal.
Yeah, like, we gotta pop out of Queens.
Nah, it's a spot in Queens.
What is actually
coming up now? It's a taco spot in Queens.
Nah. Queens been lit.
Quesadillas
been lit,
and shit.
The area that I'm at, I'ma say, like, is generic, like regular shit. But now it was like party sensations and stuff like that. It was never really
like I like
that.
Regular shit.
Brooklyn
though.
Maybe had it in Manhattan.
Queens be too far
like
the
regular
way.
Regular shit like low budget regular shit.
No. Like your social corners type shit. Like your little. Like,
oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah, we had it, but like now it's like booming now.
Okay.
Well, there's room for that in Queens. Because it's a lot of space.
Man, spacious over there.
And it's room for entertainment out there.
And you got roads, lanes, streets, avenues.
Y'all get lost out there.
Ponds.
Yo, it's the most easiest shit to follow. Yes, it is.
Hell no.
To go down. Listen.
Chun, we not doing that.
I guess it's a queen shit. Like, we know, like, all right, road, drive, avenue, place, like,
pond.
Yeah, vibes,
it's 142, place, road, drive. You can't get lost. My nigga, in Long Island, you got names, my nigga. I have to look at the fucking street to see.
Yeah, that's scary.
I can't miss it. Long Island Brooklyn, street. Same thing. So, in Queens, you got
Wait, Brooklyn addresses confuse you?
Fuck yeah.
Nah.
How?
Hell no.
I'm sorry.
No, only have names. If it's numbers, I'm good with it. I guess that's.
I didn't put in to go to our address in Queens.
Oh shit!
You got lost.
And no, fuck lost. The shit then took me to fucking Long Island City.
But you didn't put it in right.
This is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You gotta put.
I gotta take six tries.
You gotta put 140-02.
Dash go crazy.
One. You know what I'm saying? Road.
Not street.
Yo.
Yeah.
No, you going in the one in Long Island City because there's one like this in Jamaica Ave. Or Jamaica Ave. It's an address so you just grew like
up,
this.
So you grew up in Queens?
Yeah.
All right, see, that's the. That's the thing.
Yeah,
everybody know their borough well.
See, out here is number.
But it's crazy because we used to go to Queens a lot too. So it's like
that shit. Just, I know
it always used to bug me out.
Shit is like KFC. I hate
I hate Manhattan too.
See, LG right? But y'all got names.
Myrtle got the Popeyes and the Chex.
But the name goes straight down.
You gotta combine right. Shit.
I mean, I always too. Like, we have Merrick Sufton, but then we have Merrick.
Nah, should be changing it.
Merrick,
should be changing. Like, you get to a certain point, and that name changed to a.
Say you get to the light, right? Merrick is right here. Farmer's gonna be down here. Like, it's simple.
That part of Queens that looks like they're in.
And then you go down Farmer's, and then boom, it will hit.
I just think.
The big boulevard.
I just think Brooklyn is more sectioned off that way you could tell where you're going.
Nah, I used to be out there a lot. I used to be in South Side of Far Rock.
That was the problem. We couldn't
I knew how to go where I was going.
Find the bud man. I told that nigga, yo, you ain't got a bike or something.
I knew where I was going by buildings and shit. Like, yeah,
I remember that building.
Right.
See me,
Queens by the houses get crazy.
Bus stops. Like, if I knew the bus stop go here, okay, I know this bus is such and such. Yeah. 6 will go this way. Something. Okay, I know.
Somebody be like, yo, I'm on 140 on God Brew. I'd be like,
oh no, I'm not even looking for it. Meet me at the J train.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I know where the J train is.
Nah, I fuck with Queens though. Shout out to Queens.
I love Queens.
Yeah, I fuck
man.
With my niggas in Queens. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to
I hate traveling in Manhattan too. Manhattan addresses be fucking me up.
Manhattan to have you fucking upset.
Let's not even talk about
it. Because it'd be three buildings. It'd be three buildings with the same address on a different block.
Let's not even talk about the Bronx.
Wow, I can't even.
The Bronx, you go up one hill, you in a whole nother neighborhood.
I drove past it.
How you fat in the Bronx?
What you mean?
I'm sorry.
It's nothing
bro.
But hills
I'm
up there.
Sorry. Yeah, like how you
cardio.
Fat,
cardio.
How, bro?
Cardio.
That's how you know niggas had mad work. Niggas just eating mad food while niggas getting crazy.
That's like in the style. Bro. When people come to the style and they walk through the style with me. They'll be like, God damn, this that was two blocks? Yeah, man. Them side blocks is long, man.
Yeah, for real.
Nah, that's
shit is forever.
Long Island has really long blocks. That's
forever,
one thing.
Ever. Word. But yeah, man.
Talking about her shit, how y'all feel? Tax Stone got...
We ain't touched that?
Not the verdict. He was found guilty on all counts. Manslaughter.
Who?
Tax Stone. Remember him? He was the podcaster?
With the Urban Plaza and
he
Troy
had beef
Ave.
With Troy Ave.
Yeah,
he shot somebody in Urban Plaza. So they finally got.
I wanted
they
to say allegedly him. Just now, but he was found guilty.
Nah, he's guilty. Right. So I'm saying, and then
but they didn't convict him of murder.
No, manslaughter.
And that came in at the last second, so it's like I kind of feel like
what that
somebody. I kind of feel like somebody had to go to jail. Mm-hmm. Like, of course. So we, it's
can't
you.
Can't make it linger.
Especially right, when
pointless.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't like calling him Troy Ave because that's a block in Brooklyn, and I just I want his real government name, but I'm gonna call him Rad Ave.
So what if his name is actually Troy?
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. He's not even
his
really.
His name is Clifford or something.
He's not even Jonathan really. He's not really from Brooklyn either. A lot of people don't touch on that, but you know, can't say that now. He's really from Long Island, but
I guess Brooklyn gives him more of a pizzazz.
I mean, and he. This is where your friends are. You know what I'm saying? Because I got friends from Far Rock. That are from Far Rock, but
they come out to Brooklyn.
You wouldn't know that, mm-hmm. like the people that know them, you wouldn't know that they're from Far Rock.
Gotcha.
They would have to tell you.
Tell you, right.
You know what I'm saying?
On the first Smack DVD.
Yeah, it's bum ass. But he got on the stand and that just kinda like sealed the case. So I just think it's a mess. Like I was saying before, shit be for no reason. No money was involved, niggas nobody moms was slapped or spit on. You know what I'm saying? For yeah, shit they, to go to that level.
They was just having words over
on the internet.
I mean, feelings was involved, and that's why, you know.
Troy Ave corny.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I love Tax, but he was bigger than
that. You put yourself in that situation.
And I don't always, like, lean to one side.
Yeah, and I don't want to say like that. He put himself in that situation.
He put himself there.
At this point, we don't know what words were said.
We know what words were said.
No, that shit was so publicized that you
know what words
what was going
said.
On. You know what I'm saying? But he basically was just saying that his music was trash.
Yeah, then it escalated past. Yeah, he
and Troy Ave was like, "What you talking about? When I see you, it's gonna be this and that." And those was the words that was exchanged. Yeah. So it just
if you
happened.
Say words like that, you
putting into the universe,
like,
Because then they. I think who was it? T.I. that invited him?
Yeah, it was T.I. show.
T.I. invited Troy Ave to perform that night, but it just so happens.
Tax was there,
you know what I'm saying?
Uncle Murdered him, I believe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm part of the music scene now, so I'm here at this show, you know what I'm saying? And then somebody had the hammer on him.
But they knew that he was going to be there.
And it went
so
down.
That's why I.
That too, you know that Troy Ave was going to be there. You probably wanted to antagonize. Somebody antagonized something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it got to the level that it's at now.
Someone got to someone's head, hiked their head up, and then...
Gun!
There you go.
But that was in 2000... That was 2000...
Like, no, gun.
That was
2016?
18? 16? 17? 18? 16? I think it was 16. 2016.
God damn.
So what... I'm not a jail person. I don't know the lingo and the terms. So what manslaughter carry? On a usual basis,
it ain't no fucking thing.
It ain't murder. I'll tell you that.
So what it carry, like 7?
It's probably like 7 to 13. It depends on your jacket.
Yeah, cause he's been in and out of jail.
They didn't say the time yet, right? They still waiting.
But does he get time served? April 19th.
Like that, all that is discretional on discretion on the court and the judge.
Yeah.
But the jury definitely helped him because manslaughter wasn't on the table. But they couldn't deliberate to convict him of that.
Because it's 2023. He already almost been in there 10 years.
Already. 7.
Yeah. He already did 7 joints.
Yeah.
7.
You gotta take whatever they give him minus the 7.
So he probably going to get like another 5 or something. I mean, let's see 3. What happens.
No,
April
no,
19th
no,
is when he gets sentenced.
Depends. Yeah,
no,
depends.
From 3 to 10.
It'll be crazy come home in a year, right?
Don't they like shorten it for good behavior and shit like that?
Depending on how he been acting in there, yeah. Because
he's also
offender,
a 2-time felon.
Yeah, he's a repeat
so
offender.
So that's that part as well that could be added on to his
that
sentence.
Makes the time nasty.
Yeah, they could sentence him to probably I didn't hear the numbers, but they could sentence him from anywhere probably 15 to 20, some shit like that. And then it's time served, and I'll cut it down. So if they give him 20 years, it's 7, he'll have 13 left.
Crazy.
Well, probably, and then you probably on the books, but if he come home, good behavior, parole after 10 or something like that. Because
there was a life.
He'll have 3 years.
There was a life
you know
loss
saying,
in
right?
the incident, yeah.
So it all depends on what the judge gives him, what they say.
Mm. Because there was a life lost in the incident and somebody else got hit. You know what I'm saying?
Few so people like, got hit. Mano girlfriend at the time got shot. That you seen that disclosed on Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, Troy. Yeah. Troy, yeah, because he started.
Shoot at Rand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy, man.
But he shot somebody at Rand?
He picked up the gun and started shooting.
That's why I should.
It's not clear if Tax was shooting in the room. Nobody knows. Lights
Sean,
went out.
Sean did like 8-9 years for the same shit Troy Ave did.
Troy picked up the gun. The gun fell. His man is shot. His bodyguard is shot. He picked up the gun and started shooting inside Irving Plaza.
Mm-hmm. And if you know Irving Plaza, to be honest, it's shaped like this table.
Oh, damn.
Definitely.
It's like the way that it's long like that and narrow is just like that's how Irving Plaza is shaped.
He came out onto the balcony letting that shit fly.
Shit is crazy, bro.
You remember the video?
Yeah.
That video crazy.
He was like,
he was really out here thinking he was on Schwarzenegger or some shit.
Yeah, he think he in the movie. That's the problem.
I believe he's. I don't know his situation, but I know. He was facing time too. So I know he got on that stand to try to help himself, but I don't see how he avoids jail time letting discharging a firearm inside of that crowded venue. I mean,
that's crazy. Then the next
cause hysteria.
He was saying, man, niggas ain't real niggas and all this other shit. And as soon as niggas, yo, you about to, man, the streets ain't real. All right, bro, heard you.
Some is real. Some real really happened. So the streets ain't that fake or imaginary, nigga. Yeah. shit ain't play.
Niggas like, talking shit about snitches and became a snitch. It's crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Troy, yo.
My boy said the streets is a myth. You heard?
That shit ain't no myth. Nigga, I seen it.
Man,
I barely there.
Every day.
I was there, nigga. Yeah, that shit real.
Yeah. So that's the news on that. So you know what I mean? Keep your head up, my boy. You know what I'm saying?
All you could do, keep your head up.
He had a promising career. He was one of the best podcasters.
You know what that is? That is, we were talking about it earlier. When people's in their feelings and shit, it can control a certain thing. And at that moment, he couldn't control it.
A whack rapper, man.
He couldn't control that shit.
A good podcaster. Go crazy. And then when they said the shit, all that shit about Tax, they put rapper. Bro.
Yeah.
He never dropped. Come on, bro.
Never dropped anything.
Rapper, bro.
That was one of my.
Let's not get it twisted.
But he was a known podcaster. He, what, Joe Buttons.
And then him.
Nori.
Nope.
Nori wasn't even that hot yet.
Joe.
You know what I'm saying? But those niggas gravitated because of Tax's show.
Like, well,
Tax Show, Kane, Drink Champs.
Well, Joe was doing it first.
No, Joe was on YouTube. He wasn't part. Like, there wasn't.
Nah, Joe was podcasting first.
Yeah, Joe had his own network.
Who really was it? Was Captain Jack? Really who was it at first? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know the ball rolled. But Tax Stone was like the up and coming like rookie. You know what I'm saying?
He's the one that was a podcaster that was. Actually nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like he didn't really like he, almost like us, like we don't got a background in this certain lane.
Rappers or executives.
And he made it, you know what I'm saying? So it was like the last time you saw him, the nigga was like in a suit with a fucking bottle of champagne, you know what I'm saying, at an event, and it's like, yo,
there we go.
You making it, you know what I'm saying? Stay in that lane.
Yes.
And like a couple weeks after that was that incident. And it's like, why are you in Irving Plaza?
Tax was my motivation to even.
You
like,
should have just been in the like, crib.
When Bobby and
them
got
on. Entertained that shit.
Yeah, I would have been in the crib that night. Like me, after this, like I'm not going to no club to chill, nigga. I'm going to the crib to edit.
Some of the best interviews.
A lot of people want to be seen too.
Beanie Siegel, Meek Mills. My son had classic interviews.
They did the
he had the classic
that Elliot was taking doing the car shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Came from Tax.
He had classic interviews. It's just the way that he went about it. He really didn't have a format to his shit. He just went and did whatever he did.
Ask niggas what niggas were scared of Ax.
Yep.
So the
free Tax, man.
Talk to me, Chun. Tell me about the story, the big news story in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
What happened in Tennessee?
That mass shooting in school.
Oh, what that? It was a lady, right?
Yeah, she's a transsexual.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a church.
He was wilding?
It was a school.
It was a school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she like went she to the
just,
school.
She drove, you can see on the camera, like she just drove quietly, you know, normal shit. On camera, you would think someone got park up, you know, bring some books or whatever. And she had, what gun was it?
It was an assault rifle.
Assault rifle?
Mm-hmm.
Just shooting.
No.
Just shooting.
9 people dead. 3.
At a church?
At a school.
It was a school, but I think it was like a, yeah, but it was just more
six,
of like a,
6 kids dead, 3 adults that worked in the school
like
dead
that,
too.
That
and she killed herself.
Kids and targets that is real.
Sinister.
That too.
Selfish.
But they can't point a gun at a person their age. Because that age, y'all gonna fight back. Y'all gonna, you understand?
All point,
but a
yeah,
person
yeah,
like that, they're innocent. They're not expecting you to come into a fucking school and shoot. You understand? So it's like, yeah, they know yeah, who to pick their battles to fight. So yeah, I'm gonna go there, you know, quicker than somewhere else.
And where this happened at Tennessee?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tennessee.
You know,
and she went to that school when she was younger.
She had a vendetta. She something happened, triggered her. Say, I'm gonna go back to that school when I turn.
Something happened to him.
Like that shit crazy.
I'm not giving him respect to calling this she. He was.
He's a victim.
He was disrespected and
oh
violated.
Oh my God, he's a kid. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the what got into your head?
Oh,
he's going
to black man.
Prayers to everybody that lost their life in that situation. That shit is crazy. What you was saying, Cole?
Mm.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's what I seen, right?
He was traumatized from whatever experience he had.
Whatever experience, and that school started that trauma right there or something.
But I'm not giving him respect to call him what. Give him the pronoun. You're a man. And they should send him to motherfucking men penitentiary.
Christian school.
Treat that nigga.
Yeah, Audrey 28, woman who identifies as he, him, is identified as the now deceased suspect who shot up a Christian school in Tennessee, killing 6, including 3 children. Yeah,
she killed her?
She died, yeah.
That's, oh my God.
That might cause a scene.
Crazy, right? I didn't want to talk about the situation in full. I just wanted to go into the, like when 9/11 happened, shit changed. You know what I'm saying? And something like this happened before that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
Columbine happened before 9/11. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we don't want to protect our youth. Like I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that there needs to be something that drastically changes with this threat.
Military security at this point. At that point, everything. Cops is really not gonna be there anymore,
mm-hmm.
unless you want to put your see. And then with parents and stuff, do I really want to put my kid in a school where they have right a shotgun or a rifle in your face, like in front of the door? Good morning, and you got a shit pointing. You understand what I'm saying? That's where it's gonna come to, and you don't want to live in a society like that where you feel like I might not come home. My daughter might not be here. My son might. You understand? If I put my son in the school, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Is he gonna come home tonight? Is she gonna? You know. So. It's
and
like,
then we so desensitized to this shit too in America. This gun culture.
I don't know. It's kind of weird to me because my high school had a cop in it. Like at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but his gun was on his side. Like not like it was like.
That's why.
Right. Like so. It's
I cut
like,
that.
And then we used to that.
Yeah,
we grew up in
my high school. We had metal detectors.
Yeah, I had metal detectors.
You know what I'm saying? Like, did we have?
Always bugged me out. I had to walk, get frisked to go learn.
Yeah, bro. I used to hate that shit. But like,
it's just crazy.
Like at this point, you need like a fuck. You need like, why they like? And then we all know that money in these states and shit like that don't even go to the schools that's supposed to go to the schools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because at this point, you need to build fucking panic rooms in each classroom where you could press a button
and automatically lock doors.
Go in there.
Take the lockers out. Take the lockers out the back of
classroom. And make them panic rooms or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you could sneak in from the classroom into
another room.
That space where the lockers is at, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually they're going to be coming and you in the classroom already, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, press this button. This war flips.
To go to school and learn, you need a
to go to school and learn, you got to be military style.
But then again, you think that the kid is really gonna learn? Like, so, like you might learn something, but on the other side of your brain, it's like, then there's a guy with a gun outside. Is somebody coming today?
You're thinking about that constantly.
You're thinking right at any time. You don't know, so it kind of does make sense for them not to put that in the schools because you're gonna be distracted.
I kind of feel like these kids are learning more outside of,
class
than in class now. Because they have so much available to them.
YouTube, the access university. Of information is right there.
So you want to take schools out?
No, we don't have to take schools out.
Remote learning? Because you need, these kids need...
A structure. Needs that.
Not the structure, but they have to have interaction. They have to learn how to be social. That's in school is where we learn to be social.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Even if you weren't like the most popular or whatever, you still had a friend or two.
Eventually, that might just happen. I'm sorry to say, like you're probably gonna have school 2 times a week instead, you know, and then the rest of it go back to remote learning or something.
But I mean, I feel like the way of life needs to change anyway, with school and then working.
They trying to do 4-hour work weeks in America. I mean, 4-day work weeks.
They need to be doing 4-day work weeks.
They trying to change that in America.
Instead of working 8 hours a day, you work 10.
DJ Wiley.
Yeah, that's DeJuan, son.
What?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm too old for this bullshit.
That's DeJuan, son. I was going to say it, but I was waiting. Yeah, I think people would prefer to work an extra 2 hours a day and have an extra 5 days off.
A week, right.
Yeah, it's 4 days working and then 3 days off. I think people would prefer that.
That would be wonderful on your body, your mind, your energy, your spirit, all of that. Because you're not overexhausting yourself.
You work Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
10 hours. What's the extra 2 hours in a day if I'm going to have Friday off? Yeah. Saturday and Sunday.
Right, right.
But they don't be wanting us to... You know, be healthy mentally or physically. They want us to die because shit is overpopulated.
You have to see it as like we they profit, we they money. So.
Yeah.
You having 3 days off, nigga, what?
You gonna live better and longer. We don't need y'all, niggas. We don't need y'all, especially in the inner cities. We don't need y'all living longer. We need this push. We need y'all to
push out so you get this money, right?
Right.
But people living longer now.
Yeah, people getting the hell out in the cities.
For real.
That's why you got to watch out for these like random school shootings and shit like that.
Yeah.
And active shootings, I'll be looking at it like population control too.
Yeah.
Of course.
America, we got to get rid of these guns, bro. It's not happening.
Guns are never going to...
Fuck with it.
I'm sorry.
Not happening. Guns took this country over.
Right. This is the only country that really fucks with guns like that.
Guns took this country over.
Yo, one mass shooting happened in Britain and them niggas was like, nah.
We're not doing that.
Nah.
They don't play that.
Gun laws, come here. Y'all bugging. America is trash with that. You know how much
a gun go for over there, probably?
Yeah. You know how much a bullet go for?
But you don't need to use it. That's the fucking point, bro.
They're using it for the wrong reasons.
Well, yeah, America uses it for the wrong reasons.
Like, either way, like I don't think... Guns are like more of an easy way out than a fist, than a, you know what I'm saying?
What I always say.
Than cutting a nigga in the fucking face.
Yeah, a gun is an easy way out. It's faster, easier.
It's easier for me to shoot somebody than to punch him in the face.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta get to you.
And after I punch you, what's gonna happen?
You're gonna come back to me. So I
just gotta be prepared. Because
what
if I punch you and you take it and then you punch me?
Your toe, and I'm gonna get you down.
Now I'm getting my ass whipped.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because it could give a coward some power.
Somebody walk up on me and just punch me, we in a fight now.
It started from fucking Indians and shit. Like, how you gonna take over?
Bow and arrows.
I'm not scared. Right, they had an arrow and shit.
Tomahawks and shit.
Them niggas are scared of us. They was like, hold on, we gotta bring the powder guns out this bitch.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What?
You're like, what? Oh, shit. Throw a tomahawk at you. Wow. Got that gunpowder and leveled the playing field.
Yeah, we gotta do something with these schools, man. We gotta protect our kids because that shit is crazy, bro.
Your uniforms in your neighborhood, your backyard, none of that.
I don't think I would put my kid in school or daycare, none of that at this point right now. Yeah, I'm homeschooling.
So at this rate, how everything's going, yes, I wouldn't change your mind. I would be like, nah. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be social. No, you got cousins. Yeah, you got all of that. You know, yeah. You could be social. I promise you. Yeah.
We'll go outside. Yeah, I got you.
Yes, but you're not going to be in that school.
Like, we'll definitely go out.
If there's the fact that there's people walking around with guns, more than 50 security guards walking mm-hmm. around, like,
nah. You're not doing it.
Yeah.
My mind ain't
I like the safety. I like the thought of, you know, the thing of what you're trying to do, trying to save and shit.
But my mind is in that ease.
My kid into thinking, you know.
Or what if you get triggered?
But then again, it's like. You gotta get a gun because you gotta protect yourself. So what the fuck is it? Is this one and is that one?
I'm gonna keep my kid in the crib with my gun.
Yo, when
that sounds.
When you think it's just real.
Teach your
like,
kid.
Teach my kid in the crib right. with my
this
gun.
This is what you do. This is what you don't do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you teach them all.
Teach your kid.
You teach them all forms of protection. You know what I mean? Fighting. You know what I mean? Gunplay or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? All that type of shit.
Yeah, it's
this Excuse fucking me. World is sick, bro.
It's getting sicker, man.
Yeah. What you was saying, Swift?
No, I was just thinking, like, if you really homeschool a kid now, like, you really don't go nowhere. You learn everything in the crib. It's damn near the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same shit with work right now,
like,
too.
The only thing is interaction with people your age. That's like the only major thing. Yeah. Everything else, nigga, you can
but learn. But you could do that too, because you're going to have people being homeschooled and you get a Zoom or something going, you know what I'm saying? And maybe. You chat with the kids. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, depending. Like, we're just going to say with everybody, everyone don't have certain things in the crib.
Nah, right. So it's 2023.
Like, I might not have a laptop or a tablet. Right. Yeah. To contact other kids. So right. Now we have to take the kid outside. Now
they need to be outside.
But you with your kid like now, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of it. Yeah.
What you could do is like I said, like even if you be homeschool, you know, bring your kids to the library. They're social. There's
still libraries
the
in New York.
That's learning things
in the library.
That,
there's still libraries in New York.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
They need those.
Not around here.
Nobody be going.
Not around here.
They
closed a couple.
Niggas go
I mean, they probably closed some libraries down because of that neighborhood's not really using it and the funding is not.
Yeah,
you know,
the one in Bushwick's still open. It's all right. Niggas is scamming in the style. So, reading for the kids happening in the style. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what's the danger? What's the most dangerous thing, Lamar? A nigga with a library card.
Yeah.
Library card back in the day was crazy.
I owe them niggas money.
I felt great with a library card.
No. I'm saying, like, certain people didn't get it, and then certain people that did have it was like, yeah, we lit. Like, we can go ahead and go ahead. We got free books. Niggas like, I got to buy a book. Like, nah, we're going to go here.
I owe them niggas money.
Yeah, I owe them niggas money.
Boy, or for forgetting to bring back your late fees is real.
Some money, like, only because of one motherfucking book, and that shit coming to like 100 something. Bitch, what?
I got two books in my crib from the New York City Library.
Who was the person that said, "Yo, we gonna charge y'all for bringing these books late"? Who is that genius person? Because he probably still getting the bag.
We need money, you know. New
York City, nigga.
You ain't gonna bring my shit back. You don't get taxed.
And them niggas know.
That's it.
You know that's the mob. That ain't nobody else with the mob.
Boy, they
know. Yeah, it's real.
Who's keeping a track of books? Like, you know how someone's really going like, you all book from 1939? Like, what?
Hold on, we know you. Your great great aunt owes a book.
That's still in the crib. That's you know.
Her.
And for us, yeah, for us, they I owe you one of them fucking videotapes. I took one of them shits. My fault, bro.
Videos. DVDs.
I still got a DVD.
DVDs.
I still got a DVD from when Netflix used to send you DVDs. Remember that in the mail?
Yeah.
I got The Wire season 4, episode 3. From Netflix.
They definitely gonna get you for that shit.
They gonna kill me now.
Sir, you owe us $300 in back, like, what?
In back pay. That nah, shit was from 2007, nigga. You bugging the fuck
out. Remember, I had Cool Runnings. We had Cool Runnings VHS from Blockbuster.
Remember the video rental on Howard? Mm-hmm. Cool was that Howard or Patchin? I think it was on Patchin.
Blockbuster was the shit. Like, we knew it was movie night.
Nah, I ain't fuck
you
with
Blockbuster. You knew what time it was.
I ain't
fuck
with Blockbuster.
That blue and yellow? I fucked with more of the independent video rental stores. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to those.
Remember
back
those?
Then, it was
Blockbuster. Was elite.
Blockbuster was the shit, though.
Back then, that was the only way to get a movie. Like,
go to Blockbuster.
Or if you don't want to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Now you got Netflix.
Blockbuster was the only one that had the official, like, footage.
Livonia, get the Pennsylvania. Bullet. I used to get tapes from there.
Yeah. But prayers. Yeah.
Fire.
But prayers to all the families that lost somebody in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah,
up.
Man.
Yeah, man. And like we saying, man, we got to pay more attention to our schools, man. We got to do something. Something got to change right now because it's not. Yeah, them fucking metal detectors and all that dumb shit. That shit not working. Yeah. Cause it's not the people that's going in the school. It's people from outside the school that choose a day to just pull up. Like, yo, it's it today.
Come on, go.
Yeah, but I like the idea of somebody like military background that, you know, came back from wherever they came back from. They don't got no work or nothing. I mean, you got to evaluate their mental first and all that type shit.
That,
but
that I can understand.
Have them like on the roof or some shit, chilling all day. Call, you know what I'm saying?
How do you? But how do you? How do you stop something? How do you stop something that's so random like that?
Yeah.
Because there's so many schools
in
this country, in these states.
Ranging from preschool to
high
college.
School
yeah.
to college.
That's a lot of
military.
It's sad, bro.
So
entire military. There's a lot
of, I think it's on the people to just be better, man. Like if you feeling like life is too much or whatever, take yourself out. And I don't believe in suicide, but take yourself out
because
you
want to
take out the people out who life might not be going as great as you think. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be going through shit, and here you come with a fucking gun. God damn, like
I thought about it.
I wasn't gonna do it. Now here you go,
fucking bitch.
Then you end up dead in the end anyway. So it's like, why the fuck did you do that?
Yo,
why do it? You could have just booned yourself. Put
y'all
it
think
under
he
your
did
chin.
Who? Y'all think he did it?
Who?
My son Jonathan Majors?
No.
Somebody trying.
Yo, leave them others alone, man. I be telling people, stop. Leave them alone.
They saying
Jonathan Majors did. They saying that he beat up his girl. Creed, the
my son.
Jonathan Majors.
Oh yes, I heard. Do you believe that?
No,
that's why I say. Y'all think he did it?
She recanted her statement.
She recanted her statement.
She probably got hit with the bag.
It's a white chick, right?
Yep. Maybe I said, leave the others alone.
Leave them snow bunny.
She was the one that said it. Like,
yeah.
She called the cops and everything. I was like, yo, this nigga beating my ass because I checked his phone. My son was sitting. He was sitting over there with his.
Who she think she is?
Word.
You really entitled to think you could check someone's phone? Like, can you check your phone?
First of all.
No, seriously,
can you check
your phone?
White girls don't even do shit like that.
That's what I'm saying.
So you all the way out of pocket. And if y'all off white asses is gonna be going through phones, niggas better really leave y'all alone now, cause y'all trying to be sisters.
This the thing.
Now y'all trying to be sisters. You know what I'm saying? Relax.
That's
y'all move
that's
like
not
that.
Your lane.
That's not
stay
y'all.
Lane and
leave that to the black queens. They know how to do it.
Word.
You going through the phone and then what's this? Relax. You don't even know how to act. I don't see him hitting you because you went through your phone. I don't think you're gonna handle it the way our sisters would.
Yo, was she sucking somebody else off?
Who?
Who?
You never know. I'm saying shorty.
I don't know. To act like that and be defensive. Also.
Nah, I don't think it's that. I think
it
my
is.
Son.
Sometimes it be like that.
She could have been a cheater trying to reflect. Trying to. Reflect.
Or my son lit and this is best year ever and he about to move on.
And she just don't like that.
Cause she's a nobody.
Yeah.
She ain't no actress. Or no, she ain't no star. No, it's just some probably random.
Got the bop though.
Yeah, she a random. She
probably the random.
I'm just saying that he was fucking with while he on the come up,
and now he about to move on. You see another pink toe that's a little more established.
Man, why you said pink toes?
Jeez. That's my shit. I've been saying that for a long time. Right? I call them pink toes because when they walk, and you see the bottom of their feet,
pink.
It's pink. It ain't white no more. It's pink. So I call them pink toes.
That off white gray.
Sneakers are
so nasty on the side.
You know what I'm saying? You see them walking barefoot, you be like, damn, you got some pink toes.
Nah. Your feet look like sneakers is bad.
I don't believe in it. I think she on her way out.
Your shits look like one of these. You gotta relax.
What
bro.
You mean? Like, how do it look like that? You mean like the toes is all right, black and shit?
Don't drop
the bottom
is
all like. go ahead. Let me see.
Right, see this?
Sorry. Yeah.
It's no big toe, right?
So right, the toe, yeah.
It's got the big toe right there, the bad toe right there. Then look, it's a whole different color. This is a different color, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. When your shit look like sneakers, it's bad. Mm-hmm.
It's like the flint, yeah, like
triple tones, multi tones.
I call it
beta colored people.
I call it.
They call change colors.
Melanin at a certain spot.
Yeah,
your shit is ash. Looking like ash. Yeah.
What feet was talking about?
Feet.
This feet.
They talking about white people feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
White people feet go crazy too.
I mean, it's some sisters out here with the Fred Flintstone feet too.
Yeah, nigga.
Definitely got the Shaq toe. The Shaq pinkies, all of that nasty work. Just a
how
nail.
How we got on
just
feet?
Just a nail on a piece of skin. You ever seen?
Oh, because they pink toes. But I don't believe Jonathan Majors did that. I think she's on her way out, and that's just what it is. She recanted her statement because
he
like, bitch, you serious? Bitch, you serious right now? You do this to me?
I done kept you with Nike since you
Balenciagas and Pradas.
Kept you in Balenci since you was in diaper. Mm-hmm. You out of here. So I think
it's not a major story. I just wanted to touch on it. I knew none of us believed it though. Yeah,
they was dragging a black man. They was just praising him 2 weeks ago. Then it's like, he hit Cinderella.
Crazy.
So nah, I don't believe in it, man. Shout out to Jonathan Majors, man.
Any other stories that caught y'all this week that y'all wanted to touch on before we get out of here?
I don't think so.
Some dude broke up with his girl because she went on stage and Chris Brown gave her a lap dance. Someone was like, nah, I told you, don't do that.
She gave Chris Brown a lap dance?
He gave her a lap dance. He said, I told you if Chris Brown call you up there, what you do? You say no, and you went up there.
And he thought that she was
so
going
it's over.
Say no, bro, come on.
Why you think
that
you can control that?
That nigga has more money than you in your life on a Saturday.
Yo, I appreciate him breaking up with her and not killing her.
For real, let me just leave.
Cause these dudes is out here losing their mind. And
Bronny is in the McDonald's game.
Yes, that's what I was telling you. A lot of people don't talk about it, maybe because it's Bron, but his wife is bad.
Yeah, you gotta respect the king. Relax.
Nah. I don't like his fans is crazy. They don't even point out. She was just sitting right there.
She's a beautiful
Golden
black
brown,
queen.
Man.
Yeah, she's a beautiful black queen.
That's the thing.
She's loyal.
That's his high school sweetheart. Yeah.
You see LeBron hairline?
You don't see her too much.
She's loyal.
I mean, but his hairline was never like that.
Wasn't always.
Over the time.
Yeah. It got there.
It's been bad for a while.
That's what I'm saying. It's love there.
That's a high school. Yeah, that's a
why
high
she
school.
She gets the reward of the bag.
Yes, yes.
But
oh yeah,
you
forever.
See that nigga headline.
Like the Wu-Tang.
It's alright, bro.
Still giving him the breath.
Nigga worth a Billy. That nigga worth a Billy.
Well, I be like, yo, nobody really points this out too much, but his wife is, that's a bad woman, right?
Yeah,
there.
She's beautiful.
She's got good skin tone.
Shout out to the James gang.
She look brown, golden brown, man.
Yeah, she look like one color. Yeah. That's not no multiple color there. That's one color, bro.
It don't look like makeup to me, bro. It look
that, yo, why? Yo.
Golden.
How you nah? Time out. That's real shit, right?
All right, we about to get over here before
we out of here. But you know, when your joint, when you can't touch her face, is you can't be in that place.
Besides any BS, that ambush call was all right.
Ambush call was fired.
I heard Scotty got bodied.
Scotty got his ass whipped.
Shout out to my boy Scotty. Shout out to Jagger.
That was a fire battle. Must repeat. Chill out with your liquor. Don't put hands.
We got a third. Shout out to Third Degree, April 1st, you know what I'm saying? I'll be there, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact. Make sure y'all guys check out Vibe Source, you know what I'm saying? Go hit the link in her bio, you know what I'm saying? Go check out Spliffs and Balls, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's how the shit on the to-do.
And make sure you guys follow everything, Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie. Go check out the last episode of The Smokers, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Bronny not even starting, but go ahead.
That's all. That's all right. That's
all
right.
Looking too.
yeah. So we'll be back at y'all real soon, man. So for Don Court, for Spliff, for Chun Chun, it's D-Reek and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get about it.
Roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up.